This is Seafood Source editor Sean Murphy with your SeafoodSource.com monthly market report summary for July 2014. This month, fallout from EMS continues to plague shrimp imports in the U.S., though there are signs that supplies and prices are beginning to rebound. As Seafood Source's Christine Blank reports, a boost in supply from Thailand, Central, and South America has contributed to prices dropping steadily for the past 2 months after hitting all-time highs in 2013 and early 2014. Supply problems from Asia remain a factor, however. Prices still haven't dropped to the levels they were at just 2 to 3 years ago. In China this month, disease fears have led to a drop in domestic shrimp prices as local producers initiated a sell-off, flooding the market with local product. As Seafood Source correspondent Mark Godfrey reports, domestic wholesale prices were down by as much as 15% compared to this time last year. Demand remains high, with the warmer weather bringing diners to restaurants and a moratorium on fishing driving consumers away from whitefish. Stronger scrutiny on imports by the Chinese government, on the other hand, has stalled supply of imported shrimp, driving up prices of shrimp from Indonesia and elsewhere. Prices for lobster in the U.S. are up a bit due to a lack of supply. Seafood Source's Joanne Friedrich reports that the 2014 season has been off to a slow start due to an unusually long cold winter, keeping water temperatures from warming as fast. Softshell production supplies in July are about a month behind. Even Canadian lobster, which has had greater volumes, went up in price because of a surge in demand. Canada's processing sector also suffered from a lack of workers as new government restrictions on hiring temporary foreign workers kicked in, leading to massive job vacancies having an impact on production. In Japan, salmon farmers in Miyagi Prefecture are basking in prices as much as 50% higher than at this time last year. Seafood Source correspondent Chris Lowe reports early season prices are often strong, but the high prices have persisted into July. A big part of the reason is a drop in production of Chilean coho salmon and ocean-farmed rainbow trout. Japan is the primary market for Chilean exports of both. Japanese supermarkets are already preparing to feature Miyagi-raised seafood as concerns have faded about contamination from the Fukushima nuclear disaster. Premium members can learn even more about these trends by reading the full stories on SeafoodSource.com right now. Premium members can access archives of our market reports, which provide a snapshot of what's going on in the seafood markets worldwide, all provided by our experienced team of global correspondents. Premium members can also access exclusive on-demand webinar, podcast, and video content, along with white papers and more. Visit SeafoodSource.com to become a premium member today. That's all for this month's market report summary. This is Seafood Source editor Sean Murphy saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you online.